back live over internet radio through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us on this beautiful Monday, July the 15th, 2019. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in Los Molinos, California. We have people from all over calling in live for a conference call to this show, as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And Wynn and Terry are located in Sedona, Arizona, and I hope they will show up here shortly. And we will see what tonight has to bring. We might do a replay as Wynn and Terry, after the Sunday, it's quite busy for them doing the 2 hours in the morning and the 1 hour in the evening. So we'll see what happens. And of course, right after this show, lasting till 7 p.m. Pacific, or 5 minutes still, we will go into another conference call for our daily whole planet healing. And if you wish to participate, which you can only do so by calling in your phone, you can find the information at the dedicated website, wholeplanethealing.com. And I can also give you right here the phone number to dial in, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound. We had another caller join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So let's see. Yes, we are at the a minute past the hour. Years ago, we started these calls like all the time before the hour, but it has changed a little bit. Good evening to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
All right. I welcome all those that are here listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating, for being here. Hang tight. We will receive Wynn here in just a moment. The helicopter has been up there for a while already. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Barb in Ohio.
Welcome to you, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Thanks. Hi.
And somebody else came in after Barb. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello. Good evening, Terry.
Hi,
welcome.
Terry. Hi. Good evening.
And as I mentioned before, right after this show, we do our whole planet healing call, which you can only call in per cell phone or per phone, sorry, cell phone, not on the internet radio, per phone, 712-770-4340 is the phone number, and the access code is 250-513-pound. You can find the information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com.
Terry, are you back in Sedona yet?
Yeah, we are. We're back.
All right.
Right. So welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Good evening, Heis.
Thank you. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, welcome to this show, the Monday evening show with Vin Free and Terry Brown. And welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Brian from Michigan.
Hey, Brian. Welcome.
Hi, Heis. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, everybody.
And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey. See, Terry is on. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
And hi. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art Franklin, welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey, how you doing?
Better than yesterday. Yesterday, not as good as tomorrow.
Well, you're pretty optimistic about tomorrow.
Of course, you don't know how he did yesterday and today.
Tomorrow must be pretty doggone good, I must tell you that.
Boy, are you guys quiet. That's a good sign.
Is this still open mic?
Pardon me?
Is this call called open mic?
No.
Oh.
It's called wild card.
Oh, it's called wild card.
Who's open mic?
Pardon me?
You must be talking about a comedy club.
Who's open mic?
Open mic is DJ Jazzy Jeff's ex-brother-in-law.
I mean, sometimes you do an open mic and everyone just talks about stuff.
We did have somebody else join in. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you would like to. We welcome you. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How you doing, D.C.?
I'm doing great, Brenda. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Brenda.
Hi, how you doing, dear?
Well, I'm ready to start. And actually, I have something I'm going to share that I think you'll find very cool.
You want to keep the mics open, or you want me to mute the phone lines?
I got the console open, so I'll leave it open for a moment, and then I'll mute it, okay?
Today is the 15th.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 15th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. We are back home. And everybody everywhere. And I decided I'm going to share with you a divination tool that I discovered years ago that really helped me. And what's divination? Divination is when you somehow act in its highest sense. It's not just somebody saying, here's what to do or whatever. It's somehow tapping into the higher holograms And when we ask the Elohim something, I get that that's what they do. They don't see it on the 3D level. They see it in a multidimensional level. And their answers to questions are usually profound, as those of you know who have asked some questions. But there are times when you may have a question and you don't have access to ask the Elohim, and you're up against the wall and you want some guidance. Has anybody ever been in that position?
No.
No?
I'm usually in that position.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was younger, I studied two things. One of them was astrology. But I never used astrology for divination, although some people do, because but it's complicated to do it. You need to do a chart, then you need to do the current chart, then you have to combine the two current charts, and you see all how the different influences conjoin, and you can make certain conclusions about it. You can also tell how well the nature of relationship oftentimes between two people. Because you can take their two charts and see what planets harmonize with each other and which planets are in difficult aspect with each other. And you can predict pretty carefully, pretty accurately, the lower level of how things work between you and another person. And when I was doing astrology, I found that remember, I started doing that when I was a scientific mind, a physics major, and I couldn't believe it could work. I couldn't believe how it could work, but I proved to myself that it worked, but I didn't understand how it could work, but I knew it worked because I did probably charts for 300 people and, you know, studied them, compared them. And one of the things that blew my mind was I got to know my own chart. And when somebody had exactly the right sign, degree of sign. Every sign has, 30 degrees. You know, it's like there's 12 signs in a circle, 360 degrees. So that means 12 into 360. I hope it's 30. 12 into 360, yeah. It's 30. 30 degrees. So, for example, you could be what your sun sign could be 1 degree of Taurus, 2 degrees of Taurus, 3 degrees of Taurus, 4 degrees of Taurus. And so, for example, your moon sign could also be 1 degree of Taurus, 2 degrees of Taurus, 3 degrees of Taurus, 4 degrees of Taurus. And the sun is just as it is in reality, is the source of the radiant energy in you. And the moon is a source of reflective energy in you. So, for example, just to give you an idea how it would work, if my sun happens to be 13 degrees of Taurus, and if I met somebody whose moon was 13 degrees of Taurus, that person would be very receptive to my energies, or vice versa. Somebody else had a sun, and I had a moon, or any particular planetary degree. Like, for example, Venus has to do with harmonization. And if I met somebody who had their Venus in 13 degrees of Taurus, then I would have a very good harmonizing relationship with them, and even a potentially romantic relationship. And even more so if their Venus was 13 degrees of Taurus. So astrology is complicated, and you have to know a person's whole chart. What's their Mars in? How many degrees of this? How many degrees of that? And you have to combine the two. But I got to the point where occasionally I could feel the other person's energy in my body, in my field, and I would guess or get very close to their birthday because they were connecting energy with a particular planet, and I got to identify that energy. And it just blew my mind because I would guess their sign, and occasionally I would guess their birthday. And that's how I convinced myself it was working, although I didn't understand it. And have any of you ever studied astrology at all?
No.
No.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. It's very, but it is complicated. It takes a lot of study to get to the point where I could identify those energies. And doing charts and knowing hundreds of people's signs, and also not only their signs, but their whole charts. But there was something else I did that was very easy, very profound, and it worked. I couldn't believe it worked. But it worked. And it was something called the I Ching. How many of you have ever heard of the I Ching?
I heard of it.
Yes.
How many of you ever tried using it?
Yeah.
No.
One.
So, the I Ching was a Chinese book of divination. And I'm not sure where it came from. And at the time I was using it, I had no idea how it worked. But I knew it worked. It was so precise. Not only did it work, it was extremely wise in the way it would give guidance. And that kind of blew me away, okay? And those of you that want to access this, you might get a pencil and paper, because I'll give you a reference to some things, so that within an hour, you should have enough ability to fool around with it. And it's all online for free, okay? The whole book of the I Ching is online in a PDF. And the best one that I had discovered is online, okay? And in the I Ching, there are what's called hexagrams, which are actually 64 topics that would be answers to questions that you have. And then in each hexagram, there are six, they call it lines, okay? But a line is like the hexagram is a general look at it all. And the lines are specific looks with your question. Now, why does it work? Okay? How? The way you arrive at the particular thing to read is you have to formulate a question in your mind. And then you have to take three coins. There's another way, but the coins worked well for me. You take three coins, and while you are contemplating your question, you flip the coins six times. And now, you might want to write this down, okay? Because I'll tell you what happens when you flip three coins. You know, the coins are either heads or tails. You're either going to get three heads, three tails, or two tails and one head, or two heads and one tail. Those are the four possibilities. And every time you flip it, you are going to you start from the bottom, and you have six lines, it's just a line, like you draw a line. But it's either going to be a broken line, one with one break in it, or a solid line. And it's also can be a solid line or broken line with an X next to it. Okay? Now, I'll repeat that later. Okay? But that's the important principle. Flipping three coins six times. And why does it work? It works for the same reason that when we do our whole planet healing, we combine our energies and expand our holograms into the universe. At the moment you're flipping the coins, you're connected to the universe. You're making a relationship with the universe. And the way the coins come up determines what you read. Now, how did they formulate that? I don't know. It seems like, it's a good question. One day I might ask the Elohim. It seems like at one point there were beings who were very high in the matrix that were establishing correlations between an area of the universe and the way the coins came up. And they were very high, so when they created it, I'm just speculating now, it stuck. It stuck like an energy that would go on forever. So here we are at the end of forever. And so, if I was going to read, remember I said there's 64 different little sections to read when you do this. And just to give you an example, one's called the creative, the receptive, difficulty at the beginning, useful, folly. I got that a lot 40 years ago. Nourishment, conflict, the army, holding together, taming power of the small, treading, peace, standstill, fellowship with men, possession in great measure, modesty, enthusiasm, following, work on what has been spoiled, approach, contemplation, biting through, grace, splitting apart, return,
the unexpected, the teeming power of the great, providing nourishment, preponderance of the great, the abysmal, the clinging, and I'm up to 30, there's 64, okay? And I thought I would give you an example of one of the things, one of the hexagrams. Not that I flipped it. I just thought it was so profound. It said, this is not just fortune telling, okay? And without even asking a question, when I read this, it established a principle of the universe that was extremely, I knew it was true. Even when I was 30 years old, I knew it was true. I couldn't imagine how this book could have such a deep truth. Now, I was using what was called, there's different translations of the I Ching, and I was using what I think was the best translation, and it was by two guys by the name of Wilhelm, W-I-L-H-E-L-M, and Baynes, B-A-Y-N-E-S. If you do a Google search for Wilhelm and Baynes and then PDF, you'll find their whole translation of the I Ching. Are you guys following me so far?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And I mean, why am I doing this? Because it's a tool that you can use. You contemplate a question. And you contemplate some action you think of thinking of doing and flip the coin six times. And then it comes up with something to read and see if it influences your, it seems to answer your question. And I'm going to give you an example of how it reads. And I haven't told you yet, you know, how to read the coins when you flip them, which I will in just a minute. But I want to give you an idea here. This was a hexagram. Now, a hexagram just means it's one of those 64 things that apply as answers to a question. And it was called Inner Truth. And I remember when I read it, I had a lot of levels of wisdom in me, but I didn't know it. I just said, I'm interested in this stuff, but I don't know why. But on some level, I recognized deep truth. And I think you will too. Inner Truth. Pigs and fishes are the least intelligent of all animals, and therefore the most difficult to influence. The force of inner truth must grow great indeed before its influence can extend to such creatures. In dealing with persons as intractable and as difficult to influence as a pig or a fish, the whole secret of success depends on finding the right way of approach. Now, when they're calling people pigs and fishes, I don't think it's meant to...
Muted.
To be condescending to someone. I think it's meant when we take ordinary people on this planet, and we all have come across most of our life, ordinary people, they don't usually think deep, they don't think philosophically,
they're dealing with 3D, and I'm sure most of you, probably all of you, have found great obstacles in communicating with those people, because they don't even know what a spiritual path is. So if in this way one finds no obstacles insurmountable, wait a second here, one must find the right way of approach to those people, those kinds of people. One must first rid oneself of all prejudice, and so to speak, let the psyche of the other person act on one without restraint. Then one will establish contact with him, understand and gain power over him. Now, I don't know if I want to gain power over somebody. I don't know if I would write that line differently. But I would gain the ability to influence them. When a door has thus been opened, the force of one's personality will influence him. If in this way one finds no obstacles insurmountable, one can undertake even the most dangerous things. And then they have symbols, such as crossing the great water. That means moving through some great obstacles to where you can succeed. But it's important to understand upon what the force inner truth depends. Now, this to me blew my mind when I read it, what the force of inner truth depends. This force is not identical with simple intimacy or a secret bond. Close ties may exist also among thieves. It is true that such a bond acts as a force, but since it is not invincible, it does not bring good fortune. Okay, so even thieves can bond together to do their thieving action. And now, I have screwed up because I didn't plug my computer in and the battery just went off and the computer screen just went dark. And so I have to turn my computer off and turn it on again to continue reading that. I'll tell you what it said. I know in my own words, and then I'll go back and read it. It talks about when people have common purposes together, they can have very tight bonds. But when the purpose ends, the bond doesn't last. Say, for example, sometimes people will be bringing up a family, and that's a common purpose. And in the common purpose, they have a very tight connection. But once the children are grown, the common purpose is no longer present, and the relationship may not continue. Or if it does, it's fraught with discord, because the common purpose is gone.
if thieves are going to rob a bank, you can be damn sure they're going to work really tightly together for whatever they do. And, but the relationship does not hold together. Only relationships. Now, I'm saying this based on my memory, and I'm going to go back to it. I'm just opening my computer up to the page. Only relationships based on inner truth last forever, or last your entire life. So when the common purpose goes away, you can still have a deep connection with the person. And it doesn't mean you have to see them all the time. You don't have to be married to them. I believe that we have developed in our group here a relationship of inner truth. I think Terry and I have a relationship of inner truth. And our understanding deepens. We're not static. We go through changes. Even Terry's close-to-death experience caused both of us to grow tremendously. And we didn't give up on the connection. And to me, that was very profound, that idea. Somehow, even when I was young, I knew that was true. I recognized the truth of inner truth. And I couldn't believe I picked up this book of Chinese divination, and it spelled that out so precisely in such a way that I understood it. Now, that was like one of the 64 hexagrams, inner truth. And they're all equally profound, and they look at the relationships and the structuring of the world from a very high view. Now, it's interesting, in one of our sessions with our sources, it came up that, in general, Asians have a different group soul than the Ra group. The Ra group seems to be the group soul overseeing the Western world, Christianity, and in Asia it's different. That's why their spiritual practices are different. That's why they have gurus. And it's a whole different structure. Now, it has to be the same truth. It has to be. But from a different angle. So I would guess, I haven't asked these questions, but I would speculate that the I Ching was connected to that other group soul. Okay? Now, my computer is open again. I wanted to read the six lines, and I'll be telling you in a moment, explaining to you how to determine, if you ask the question, what I just read about inner truth would be, if that came up, that would be the general answer to your question.
And then there are six lines to read. But you don't read all six, because the way you flip the coins and how they came up will determine which line you would read. And hang on here. Come on.
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Do you have something to say about what I'm talking about?
I used to find the I Ching, and I was always amazed how relevant the sayings and the wisdom that came up were and relevant to what I was asking about.
So you knew how to flip the coins, right?
Yeah, I did. I forgot now, but I did back then.
Now, one thing is you can't flip the coins multiple times for the same question. Screw it
right.
up.
Yeah.
Although occasionally I would get the same thing over and over again, which blew my mind.
Sometimes I did, too.
You
sometimes.
Did, too.
Yeah, sometimes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So just a second here. I'm just opening this up to where I was. And here we go. It's open, I think. While we're waiting, let me tell you how you flip the coins. And remember, you can do this, and you don't have to buy anything, because the whole I Ching is online, and probably you can find how to flip the coins online just as well. Too. But I'll explain it here. Just a second. Okay, I got it. So now, the superior mind, man, when obliged to judge the mistakes of men, tries to penetrate their minds with understanding in order to gain a sympathetic appreciation of the circumstance. In ancient China, the entire administration of justice was guided by this principle. A deep understanding that knows how to pardon was considered the highest form of justice. This system was not without success, for its aim was to make so strong a moral impression that there was no reason to fear abuse of such mildness, for it sprang not from weakness, but from a superior clarity. And here's where they said what I said in the words, their translation. It is important to understand upon what force inner truth depends. This force is not identical with simple intimacy or a secret bond. Close ties may exist also among thieves. It is true that such a bond acts as a force. But since it is not invincible, it does not bring good fortune. All association on the basis of common interests holds only up to a certain point. Where the community of interest ceases, the holding together ceases also. And the closest friendship often changes into hate. Only when the bond is based on what is right, on steadfastness,
will it remain so firm that it triumphs over everything? Wind stirs water by penetrating it. Thus, the superior man, I read this already, okay. Now, if you were flipping the coins, this would be one of the 64 hexagrams that you would read. And then each hexagram has what's called six specific lines. And depending on how you flip the coins and how they come up, you'll read the lines particularly that are relevant to your question. So the force of it here, for example, nine at the beginning means being prepared, good fortune. If there are secret designs, it is disquieting. The force of inner truth depends chiefly on inner stability and preparedness. From this state of mind springs the correct attitude towards the outer world. But if a man should try to cultivate secret relationships of a special sort, it would deprive him of his inner independence. The more reliance he places on the support of others, the more uneasy and anxious he will become as to whether these secret ties are really tenable. In this way, inner peace and the force of inner truth are lost. Okay? Very wise. I would guess they're talking about codependence there, where you depend your strength on strength from someone else rather than from inside yourself. And then the next line, and remember, when you do this, you can read more than one line, but they will come up in the way you flip the coins. Nine in the second place means a crane calling in the shade. Its young answers it. I have a good goblet. I will share it with you. This refers, and this is a very, very deep concept right here. This refers to the involuntary influence of a man's inner being upon persons of a kindred spirit. In other words, as you become stronger, your inner being influences people much more than your outer being. People feel your inner being, and the right people or the kindred spirits will gravitate towards you. The crane needs not show itself on a high hill. It may be quite hidden when it sounds its call, yet its young will hear it, its not, will recognize it, and give answer. Where there is a joyous mood, there a comrade will appear to share a glass of wine. This is the echo awakened in men through spiritual attraction. Whenever a feeling is voiced with truth and frankness, whenever a deed is the clear expression of sentiment, a mysterious, far-reaching influence is exerted. At first it acts on those who are inwardly receptive, but the circle grows larger and larger. The root of all influence lies in one's own inner being, given true and vigorous expression in word and deed. Its effect is great. The effect is but the reflection of something that emanates from one's own heart. Any deliberate intention of an effect would only destroy the possibility of producing it. Look how wise that is. Any deliberate intention of an effect would only destroy the possibility of producing it. Confucius says about this line,
the superior man abides in his room. If its words are well spoken, he meets with assent at a distance of more than 1,000 miles. How much more then from nearby? If the superior man abides in his room and his words are not well spoken, he meets with contradiction at a distance of more than 1,000 miles. And how much more than from nearby? Words go forth from one's own person and exert their influence on them. Deeds are born close at hand and become visible far away. Words and deeds are the hinge and bowspring of the superior man. As hinge and bowspring move, they bring honor or disgrace. Through words and deeds, the superior man moves heaven and earth. Must not one then be cautious? And I'll read one more line here. Six in the third place. Now remember, there's six lines, but they not are all going to apply to your question. If this came up, if this was the hexagram that came up, the general discussion about inner truth would apply. But the lines that came up, and I'm going to tell you in just a minute how to get those lines. And get your pencil and paper out, okay? Because I know I'm going to get 10 emails saying, well, what did you say? What did you say? And I don't want to have to write it out 10 times. Okay? It's not that hard. It's easy. Six in the third place means he finds a comrade. Now he beats the drum. Now he stops. Now he sobs. Now he sings. Here, the source of a man's strength lies not in himself, but in his relation to other people. No matter how close to them he may be, if his center of gravity depends on them, he is inevitably tossed to and fro between joy and sorrow, rejoicing to high heaven, and then sad unto death. This is the fate of those who depend upon an inner accord with other persons whom they love. Here we have only the statement of the law that this is so. Whether this condition is felt to be an affliction or the supreme happiness of love is left to the subjective verdict of the person concerned. A very interesting comment on love and relationships, that sometimes we, and I certainly have done this, we get into a love relationship and we're in joy, and if the relationship falls apart, we're in sorrow. And we've let our own happiness be totally manipulated by the rise and fall of this relationship. Okay?
Two more minutes.
Okay. I suppose what they're saying there is if the relationship, that you probably have a relationship like that in your life. And they are not saying that you shouldn't have it. They say it's up to you, but that's the way it works. Okay? Now, quickly, here's how you flip the coins. And what you're going to get is six lines, one on top of the other. And they are either going to be broken or they're going to be solid. If you get three heads, you get a solid line. If you get two heads and one tail, you get a solid line. If you get three tails, you get a broken line. And if you get two tails and one head, you get a broken life. So those are four choices. Now, when you get three heads and you get a solid line with three heads, that means you read that particular line of the six lines. And when you get three tails, you read that line, whether it's the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth. Okay? So what I would do is I'd flip the three coins, and if I got three heads, which would be a solid line, if that was the first thing I did, that would be on the bottom. You build these six lines upwards. So if you get a solid line with three heads, that means you would read the first line. If you get three tails, you would read, if it was in the third place, you would read the third line. You could read more than one line that would apply to your question. And when you flip the coins, you really contemplate your question. So you end up with six. And when you look up the translations for the Wilhelm Banes, they have a page with all the 64 combinations, which will tell you which one you're supposed to read. And whenever there's three of a kind, you would read the line for that particular hexagram. And I don't know if you got that, but that's how it works. You might play with this on a Saturday sometime and do it together and ask some questions and see how it comes up. And let me see.
Unmuted.
Was that confusing, or did you follow?
Yep, confusing.
How many of you wrote down how to flip the coins?
I did.
You did, okay. All right, try it out. And if you have any questions, you can ask me. And remember, if you want to get the whole Wilhelm Banes translation, you just do a Google search on Wilhelm, W-I-L-H-E-L-M, Banes, B-A-Y-N-E-S, I Ching PDF, and you will get the entire book with all of the hexagrams, the 64 diagrams of, you know, you'll see broken lines, solid line, broken line, solid line, solid line. And you just, when you have that, it'll say read hexagram number 32. I'm making that up, but like that. So you have all the tools to do it. And it's, if you start to do it, you will be amazed at the high level of guidance that comes up. So on that note, we're going over to Whole Planet Healing. We'll see you in a moment. Thank you for everyone on BBS. And over and out.
Your conference recording has stopped.